just tell me, briefly, kind of from your point of view, what happened. I mean, I know I've read it, but I want to kind of get it out there.
Sure. So the basic story, the short version of it, is that I was at an industry screening in the afternoon, and the screening began, and it was a man in the very front row who took out his phone and had it out in front of him at full brightness, pointed towards the screen, and was using it for a couple of minutes nonstop. So I left the theater, and I went out and contacted the venue managers and told them that there might be a man pirating, that there's someone on the phone, could you please talk to him? They went in, they said they couldn't see him, nothing could be done. So they returned, and I went back into the theater. As I sat down 5 minutes later, the same man in the very front row took out his phone again, full brightness, pointing towards the screen, started using it for a constant 10, 15 minutes. I couldn't see what he was doing. As far as I could tell, he had it up in front of him, pointing towards the screen. So at that point, I left the theater and decided to call the police and report what I thought might be an act of piracy in progress, a crime in progress. As sort of has been mentioned in the stories and as I've written on Twitter, it was a mistake to call 911, and I realized that I needed to reach out to the police department locally here in Canada to report the piracy rather than 911.
But the film festival then told you basically tough crap, the guy can do whatever he wants, right?
Yeah, so at that point, the situation, you know, escalated completely, and people asked sort of what happened next, or, you know, what was the sort of, you know, did they send an officer? And I went back into the theater, and they came and got me 10 minutes later, and they had intercepted it, and I had started to talk with the venue manager, and they sent someone from the press office, and they sent sort of the cinema manager for TIFF to come talk to me. And the conversation we had in the hallway then is that this person has the right to use his phone. They told me that Press and Industry Screening has a policy that anyone can use any device or any phone or anything they want. They literally told me that he could use his laptop if he wanted, that there's nothing they can do about it. They can't even talk to him to tell him to move anywhere. They just cannot confront him at all.
Do you think that this is indicative of it being an industry screening, or do you think it's something that is permeating through screenings in general and movie going in general?
Well, I mean, that's sort of a bigger question with a couple of sides to it. Number one, in TIFF, specifically, that policy only applies to press and industry screenings. And to remind you, these are press and industry. It's not just industry. It's press and industry. And I've gone to a lot of public screenings, and they uphold a policy that is flashed on slides in front of every single screening, even the press and industry, that says no cell phones are allowed, please put them away. So they can actually tell people in public screenings to put it away. And in general, I haven't had many issues in public screenings here. However, the second side of that answer to your question is that throughout a lot of screenings I see in general at other festivals and sort of in public when I go see movies, cell phone use is pretty bad. A lot of people just have no regard for what they're doing and just think that on their own selfish terms, they can take out their phone and use it at any brightness level they want and get away with it and not care about how it's distracting anyone else. So I do think it's an issue, but at TIFF specifically, it's a bigger issue in the press and industry screening.
Are you glad you caused a stir?
I didn't want to cause a scene related to my actions. I'm glad that I brought the much bigger issue to light in hopes of changing TIFF's policy, in hopes of changing the notion that this is acceptable, because it's not, and I think TIFF needs to know that. And that's the issue I wanted to bring to light, and the issue that I hoped is being talked about and discussed here rather than the decisions I made to, you know, call the wrong number. I think that was my mistake, but I wanted to bring attention to just how bad cell phone use is here and how there's literally nothing that they will do about it.
Because I heard complaints about this going on in, like, Sundance. I didn't see it as much this year, but I think last year there was people doing it all over the place.
Yeah, I do. Luckily at Sundance, I attend mostly public screenings, so I don't have too many issues, but it's the same sort of thing where industries think they have this right to use their phone to, quote-unquote, do business, which is a complete lie and not actually the case, while they're in the middle of a screen that they're supposed to be watching. It's something that, as far as I know, exists mainly at TIFF and in the Cannes market, but the Cannes market is something where only industry are allowed. There's no press at any of those screenings. We have our own press-specific screenings in Cannes, hence why we don't have those issues there.
Is there anything else you want to add? Because I know you're short on time.
No, I just think, I just want to reiterate that I think the wrong side of the issue here has been blown out of proportion, and then I know I made a mistake, and it was my own lesson to learn, and then I certainly have learned a lesson, and that if anything, I want the more important issue, the more concerning issue of cell phone use being so prevalent and so almost encouraged to come to light in a way that it needs to change, and that we should address it, and that we should, as Tim League would condone, you know, make sure that this isn't something that continues to happen, and that we do preserve the cinematic experience more than anything.